أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولله ملك السماوات والأرض ويوم تقوم الساعة يومئذ يخسر المبطلون وترى كل أمة جاثية كل أمة تدعى إلى كتابها اليوم تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, the kingdom or the sovereignty of the skies and the earth all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ, and the day Qiyamah will take place, Qiyamah will stand. يَوْمَ إِذِي يَخْسَرُ الْمُبْطِلُونَ, all those who are false will be in absolute ruin. In these kind of ayat we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the skies and the earth, Allah's sovereignty, Allah's creation. And immediately thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the day of Qiyamah. And in these kind of ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it absolutely clear to us that all this has been created so that man will make Allah's ibadat on this earth whilst we in this earthly life. And then definitely there will be a Qiyamah thereafter. So our very creation is to make Allah's ibadat and then to become accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mubtilun, those who are false, those who had lied, those who had refuted and denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be in absolute ruin and loss on the day of Qiyamah. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةٍ, and you will see every nation sitting in the position which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to as Jathiya. The surah also is surah Jathiya. So what is the meaning of Jathiya? Jathiya means to kneel. And Hazrat Sufyan rahmatullah alayhi, when he expressed and he explained how a person will kneel, will be the toes and the knees of a person will be on the ground, and this will be out of extreme concern, extreme worry, and obviously an agitation that will come to a person. There will be apprehensions of the day of Qiyamah, fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has narrated, and he said that what would actually happen is on the day of Qiyamah, the fire of Jahannam will begin to blow, and when that fire of Jahannam blows, then the people will realize the severity of the fire of Jahannam, and all of mankind will come into this position out of extreme fear for what lies ahead. And hence in this condition and in this position, man will now show his feebleness, his helplessness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كل أمة تدعى إلى كتابها, everyone will be called to his kitab. The hisab and kitab that will take place in this world, we have kiram and katibin, the angels that write down our good and our bad deeds. Those good and bad deeds are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on the day of Qiyamah then people will be called for accountability. Allah knows everything. There is no doubt in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has all this written down. And all this now will be presented to all of mankind. Al-yawma tujizawna ma kuntum ta'amaloon. The announcement will be made. On this day you will be recompensed according to what you have done and according to your actions. Hada kitabuna yantiqu alaykum bilhaq. This is our book, and it will speak to you with the truth. In other words, whatever is in this kitab, whatever is in the records, what we will call the namaya amal, everything there that has been recorded will be with absolute truth. There will be no denial whatsoever, no possibility of any denial. Inna kunna nastansikhu ma kuntum ta'malun. Certainly we had recorded whatever you had done, good and bad, had all been recorded in this book. So in this world, one very important aspect is that when we go and we do in the normal course of our lives, we need to focus on this, that whatever we say, whatever we do is going to be written down, is definitely written down, and all of it is going to be presented to us on the day of Qiyamah, and inshallah in this way, it will keep us away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. However, those persons and those people who had brought full and total iman in Allah, they had practiced righteously according to the commandments of Allah in the tariqah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَيُدْخِلُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ فِي رَحْمَتِي. Their Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them admission and entrance into Jannah, into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, rahmah upon rahmah, never the azab of Allah and never the displeasure of Allah. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْمُبِينَ. And that is in actual fact the manifest success, that is the greatest success, the mightiest success, after which there will never be a test for any success or any failure whatsoever. In other words, there will be an everlasting bliss that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. With regards to those that had disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be asked, أَفَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ. Was our books not brought to you and recited and read upon you? That the kitab, the verses were brought, they were read to you, you had heard these verses about Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ. But your reaction was one of istikbar, one of total haughtiness and arrogance. وَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُجْرِمِينَ. And you became a sinful people. وَإِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَالسَّاعَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. When it was said to them in this world, that certainly the promise of Allah is 100% true, and there is no doubt in the day of Qiyamah, they were reminded all the time about it. قُلْتُمْ مَا نَدْرِي مَسَّاعَةً. Then you people began to ask the question, or rather you made the statement, that we do not know what is Sa'ah, we do not know what is Qiyamah. إِنَّ ظُنُّ إِلَّا ظَنَّا. These were crazy thoughts that had come to their minds, that it was never something that was 100%. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ. And we had never brought yaqeen in the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah says, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا. That all the evil actions will manifest and will become apparent upon them. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And whatever they mocked, all of it will surround them. And of course, it will be some surrounding that will haunt them because of the ills and the evils that they had mocked in this world. So hence in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts this picture of the day of Qiyamah as horrific. Man will be in a state of kneeling and in absolute fear of whatever is going to be ahead. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safeguard us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.